In this StoryCorps interview, Tiffany Collins Webb speaks with her daughters, Tiana and Makia, about the happiest moments she shared with her grandparents and how those memories have molded her into the mother she is now.
What was the happiest moment of your life?
The happiest moment of my life was when I had you girls. And the saddest moment in my life had to be when I lost my grandmother. You know, you guys didn't really get a chance to meet her. Well, Tiana, you were a little baby when she passed, but yeah, y'all would have loved her. Just in Masonette.
Mm-hmm.
What were your grandparents like?
My grandparents. Well, my grandmother, Jessie Sinead, which is my mother's mother, very sweet and loving and just caring. She would open her door up to anybody. It could be a stranger walking down the street. She always, you know, just wanted to help people. And we used to call her mother. And, you know, I would call her Ma. Everybody called her Ma, like for short. But Ma, you gonna let that guy up here? We don't know him. Oh, I know him, you know. But just always wanted to help somebody. So my grandfather, Felton Savoy, I got a chance to meet him when I was about 10 or 11. He was living in a nursing home in Raleigh, Louisiana. And he ended up getting out the nursing home and come to stay with my grandmother. So that's when I actually was able to spend time with him. But he didn't really talk much. He sat on that front porch and smoked his cigarettes. And, you know, every now and then he would say something to me, like, under his breath. And I couldn't understand him, but I would always be like, mm-hmm, yeah, you know. But he would always give me money, give me a dollar, and I'd go walk to the store. So those were my grandparents on my mother's side, and my grandparents on my dad's side, which is Talton Collins, and he has the same name as my father. But yeah, my grandfather, every time I seen him, he had a hammer or something in his hands, and he was always doing construction work, you know, always working. He never missed a beat. Yeah. And my grandmother, Margaret, yeah, she is my world. I don't know what I would do without her, because she helped me raise y'all. And, you know, especially when I had you and your brother, you know, it was she had you and I had your brother, and we was just taking care of y'all. And I feel like if I didn't have her, I don't know what I would have did. You have pretty awesome grandparents.
What are you proudest of in your life?
Oh, well, I am very proud that, you know, I have my beautiful family. I had y'all at a very young age, in my early 20s, and I was still wanting to party and, you know, hang out. So it took me a while to kind of realize, okay, you're not going to be able to do that thing now that you are a mother. And I felt like I was just missing out on the world. But I'm just proud that, you know, I was able to raise you girls, and you're still being, you know, you're still growing, but into some beautiful, intelligent, mannerable young ladies, and also your brother, because, you know, I would have never thought that I could have done that. I talked to my dad the other day, and he actually told me that he's very proud of me, and that just kind of, it made me feel good, you know. Yeah, so my family, I love y'all.
I love you too.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.